Hi there. The word for you today is, beauty is as beauty does. In 1 Peter 3 verse 4 we read, be beautiful in your heart. Princess Diana was considered to be one of the most beautiful women in the world. The problem is, she disliked what she saw in the mirror. This led to an eating disorder known as bulimia, which is caused by self-loathing. And the beauty cult has infected many of us with a similar sense of inferiority and inadequacy. The problem is, we're looking in the wrong mirror. Now, it's a good thing to stay physically fit and dress in a way that complements you, but it's a bad thing to base your self-worth on your physical appearance. And why is that? Because time passes, and you're fighting a losing battle against Mother Nature and Father Time. Here are three scriptures I'd like you to think about. The first is Proverbs 11, verse 22, reading from the New Living Translation. Solomon says, a beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. That scripture could be reduced to one sentence. Beauty is as beauty does. Here's the second scripture, Proverbs 31, verse 30. Charm can be deceiving, and beauty fades away, but a woman who honors the Lord deserves to be praised. And that scripture could be reduced to this sentence. Beauty may attract attention, but only character will earn you respect. And here's the third scripture, 1 Peter 3, verse 4. Be beautiful in your heart. This kind of beauty will last, and God considers it very special. That scripture could be reduced to one sentence. Here it is. God measures by a different yardstick. With Him, beauty is an inside job. And here is one more thought. People will treat you according to how you treat yourself. So, as you learn to appreciate the beauty God has placed within you, others will begin to appreciate it too. And that is the word for you today.